Welcome to Employment News, your gateway to career success. As we stand on the threshold of a new year, it's time to celebrate a remarkable achievement of 360 episodes dedicated to empowering you on your career journey. Employment News is your trusted program in navigating the dynamic landscape of job opportunities and professional development, in which we highlight diverse opportunities. A comprehensive coverage helped candidates not just discover job openings, but also align them with their skills and passions. We received inspiring messages from listeners who got jobs after listening to Employment News. This serves as a reminder of the impact we can have together. The milestone of 360 episodes is a testament of our audience loyalty and relentless dedication of the Employment News team. Throughout the past year, we've explored an extensive array of job vacancies across multiple sectors. We brought you updates on key recruitment drives from UPSC, SSC, the banking sector, the defense sector, and all the jobs from various ministries. From the line of administrative governance, we had for you civil services, IAS, IPS, IFS, etc. Ministry level departments, example, Ministry of Home Affairs, Finance, Agriculture, etc. Public administration and regulatory authorities. In the education sector, we provided insights into university recruitments and faculty openings that cater to passionate educators from central and state education departments, schools, Kendra Vidyalayas, state-run schools, and scenic schools. Higher education institutions, IITs, IIMs, NITs, IISERs and universities, research and development organizations, CSIR, ICAR, ICMR, DRDO and ISRO. In the health sector, we covered public hospitals and medical institutions, AIIMS and state hospitals, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, National Health Mission, NHM, NHSRC, CGHS, etc. Moving on to the defense and security, we had Indian Armed Forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Central Armed Police Forces, BSF, CRPF, ITBP, CISF, and SSB, defense research organizations and intelligence agencies like RAW and IB. Talking about finance and banking, it was the public sector banks, SBI, PNB, BOB, etc., Reserve Bank of India, insurances, LIC, GIC, taxation, income tax, GST departments, and stock market regulatory bodies. In the infrastructure and transport arena, it was the Indian Railways, Roads and Highways, NHAI, Airport Authorities of India, SC Major Port Trusts, Urban Development, Smart City Missions. From the Energy and Power Public Sector Units, PSUs, we dwelled into opportunities with industry giants like electricity boards and distribution companies, oil and gas, ONGC, IOCL, GAIL, HPCL and Renewable Energy, SECI and IREDA. Agriculture and Rural Development had many opportunities for the young. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, National Bank of Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Rural Development Schemes, MANREGA, PM Kisan, etc. Taking care of the environment and forestry, it was Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Wildlife Conservation Bodies, National Parks, Wildlife Sanctuaries and Pollution Control Boards, encouraging the young to join in taking care of the environment. From the sector of law and judiciary, we had vacancies from the Supreme Court, High Courts and Lower Courts, legal services and public prosecutors, law enforcement agencies, police, cybercrime units, etc. For the science geeks, it was the science and technology sector flashing challenges opportunities from space research, ISRO, atomic energy, BARC and NPCIL, information technology, NIC and CDAC. From communication and media, we have the postal services, that is India Post, Public Service Broadcasting Service, Prasar Bharati, Akashvani and Doordarshan, and telecom industry, that is BSNL and MTNL. Coming to trade and commerce opportunities, we're out from Directorate General of Foreign Trade, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and Public Procurement Organizations. Under the Tourism and Culture, we had Archaeological Survey of India, Ministry of Tourism and Cultural Heritage Management. Moving on to the social welfare arena was the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Women and Child Development Schemes, ICDS, Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, Employment and Skill Development. As we conclude this year, we reaffirm our commitment to supporting job seekers and fostering career aspirations. Each episode is crafted with the goal of making employment opportunities not just accessible, but achievable for everyone. Today, we have Mr. Abhishek Chaturvedi, editor, Circulation of Employment News, giving us an insight of the employment newspaper.
India launches itself into the club of high growth rate countries of the world. It is important that the youth, who are the future of the country and constitute a major chunk of the population, get all opportunities to contribute to the Indian economy and also carve out a respectable living for themselves and their dependents. Employment News is the flagship weekly for the job seekers, published by the Information and Broadcasting Ministry, Government of India. It was started in 1976 in English, Hindi and Urdu languages to make the youth, especially those living in rural and semi-urban areas, aware about the job and career opportunities in government sector. Employment News is expanding its reach through e-version to mobiles, tabs and personal computers. It provides information related to job vacancies, job-oriented training programs, admission notices, notices related to job-oriented examinations and results of recruitment exams in respect of Government of India, State Government and Union Territory Administrations, statutory bodies, PSUs and nationalized banks. Besides advertisement on job, training and admission, detailed articles on topics of relevance, which are often asked in competitive examination, in the current affairs section are carried in every issue of the Employment News, which makes it a collector's delight. It also provides editorial content on national, international, socio-economic issues and career guidance that helps youth in broadening their horizons. It serves as a guide to the youth by helping them gain an understanding of the job market and employment opportunities that otherwise go unnoticed. Anyone can subscribe its print or digital version through our dedicated portal, which is www.employmentnews.gov.in. Its yearly subscription is available at a nominal price of Rs. 530. One more information to share with listeners that we have recently launched a compilation of career guidance articles published in Employment News on emerging careers named Career Calling in English. Its Hindi version will be shortly available in the market.
That was Mr. Abhishek Chaturvedi, editor, Circulation of Employment News, enlightening us about employment news. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.